The Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla, a virtuoso of the bandoneon, has cast a long shadow. His legacy is a musical genre, Nuevo Tango, that merges musical styles to create a language all its own. Bandoneon virtuoso and composer J.P. Joffrey's Nuevo Tango Quartet includes classical violin master Eric Silberger. He and J.P. are in our studio, instruments in a hand, to give us an introduction to Nuevo Tango. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're very excited to be here.
JP, I mentioned Astor because he's kind of the father of the style. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree with you, and I'm glad that you say that, because actually Astor Piazzolla is the, I would say, the only tango musician that really took the tango to the next level and brought it to the major concert halls, and nowadays his music is performed by major symphony orchestras, major soloists, and I think as a bandoneon player, as a composer, we always feel in depth with Piazzolla because he brought the tango alive.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty much confined to Argentina, wasn't it, before he came out and kind of broke the, went past the borders a little bit.
Yes, that's right. He actually couldn't even take taxis sometimes. Even the taxi players, the taxi drivers, they wouldn't pick him up because he was like the enemy of tango music. He was trying to change the music.
Yeah.
And in Argentina, you know, you can change politics, you can change religion, but you cannot change tango.
Yeah. Well, you know, like a lot of music masters had that happen to them, you know, where when they first started, they ran into a lot of resistance. That certainly happened with him.
Yes, that happens to every composer. You know, it's like it's very hard always to present new music and to, you know, to convince people this is something good that you're gonna like. You just have to open your mind,
yeah,
and enjoy it. You know, it's very hard all the time, but it's a challenge we have as composers. Well, that's what was my life about, so I enjoy it very much.
Sure. Eric, and you started, but your training is in classical music. Mm-hmm. How did you come to Argentinian music?
Well, it's actually through the music of Astor Piazzolla. I've always really loved a lot of the music. I mean, I'm not sure if anyone recognizes, but Libre Tango. And there's a lot of that music that there's just a certain sound I always was looking for, and that was the sound of the bandoneon, which is what JP plays.
Yeah.
And when I actually played a concert with him, I was the only person not an organist at this concert in the Alice Tully Hall in New York.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards, I bumped into JP, and he says, "Oh, I play bandoneon." And I said, "Oh, that's awesome. Can we do something together?" And then shortly after, we started working together, and ever since then, I've really enjoyed working with
him. Well, you brought one of your compositions. It's a duet for bandoneon and violin. And
yes.
It's a good opportunity for people to find out what this thing sounds like, right?
Great, great. In this opportunity, we play this piece that is actually is a bit far away from tango. It's a lullaby that has more to do, with, I would say, with modern music. But it's a lullaby I wrote to my niece. This is called Dulces Sueños, which means sweet dreams.
Great.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Those instruments blend really amazingly well, don't they? You make the violin sound like a wind instrument, and you make a bandoneon sound like a string instrument. Did I hear a kind of a movement from a very sort of dissonant harmony at the beginning to more consonant as the piece went on? It seemed that way to me.
Yeah, what you were playing. It's a very simple melody, actually in C major. That in order to to ornament it in sort of like a more modern way, I use it some like very very tight chords.
That's some very close chord voicings underneath, and it kind of opened up more. Beautiful
and
piece.
The piece also is inspired a bit in the organ as well. You know, the bandoneon is actually a portable organ.
Portable organ, yeah.
Yeah, it was invented to play in the church, poor churches of Germany. And that's why I do some like...
It's a great sound. Thanks so much for both of you for coming in. It's
wonderful. Thank you.
Very excited.
Very happy as Hawaii International Music Festival to present.
Yeah. Eric Silber, J.P. Joffre, and the J.P. Joffre Nuevo Tango Quartet will perform tomorrow evening at the Blue Note Hawaii in Waikiki. The group will perform at Kamehameha School's Heritage Center this Saturday and at Mark's Garage in downtown Honolulu Sunday at 5 p.m. as part of the Hawaii International Music Festival. Details can be found on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.